Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Psachim. Now, we know that all malachos that are forbidden on Shabbos are also forbidden on Yom Tov, with the exception that on Yom Tov we are permitted to do things for ochel nefesh, for food purposes. And so we are allowed to, any malacha that is involved in preparing food for Yom Tov so that it could be eaten, you are allowed to do on Yom Tov. And therefore, we are permitted, for example, to knead dough and make bread or matzah on Yom Tov, right? It's a little risky to make matzah on Yom Tov because if it becomes chametz, you're stuck, but it's certainly permitted. You can go ahead and do that. So when you are making bread on Yom Tov, you, of course, have to, like at any other time, take off 1/24th to give to the Kohen as challah. Which has the same halachas of truma that can only be eaten by a Kohen when he is tohor and it is tohor. And you can, of course, also do this on Yom Tov because it's for the purpose of ochel nefesh. So you're allowed to do this so that you can eat it. And not only that, but you can even bake the challah for the Kohen because it's for ochel nefesh for the Kohen, right? Because a Kohen, if a Kohen comes over to your house, you give him the truma and he can eat it on Yom Tov. And therefore, you're allowed to bake it. However, if the dough becomes tameh, so now we have a problem, because you can't bake the challah piece. Why not? Because the Kohen can't eat it. The Kohen can't eat truma that has become tameh, or challah that has become tameh. And since the Kohen can't eat it, it is no longer ochel nefesh, it's no longer for the purpose of eating, if you bake it. So on any other Yom Tov, this is not such a big deal. You just put it aside, and you wait until after Yom Tov, and then you burn it. Because it can't be given to the Kohen, it's tameh, it's useless. On Pesach, however, we can't do that. Because if you just put it aside, it will become chametz. So you're kind of stuck, because you can't bake it, because it's not ochel nefesh. You can't burn it, because we don't burn stuff on Yom Tov. And you can't leave it, because it will become chametz. So what are you supposed to do? Mishnah Gimel brings us this case, and three different approaches taken by the Tanaim. What do you do if it's the Yom Tov of Pesach and you're baking dough and you need to take off challah, but now it's tameh? So what do you do? Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer takes the following approach. Lo tikra la shem ad sheteyafeh. You should separate the dough, separate off a piece, but don't call it. Don't give it its name. Declare it to be challah until after it is fully baked. Okay, why? How does that help? Because you are allowed at that point, since it's not yet determined for sure what's going to be challah, you didn't declare it yet. Therefore, you can bake every piece. Because any given piece, when you say, can I bake this piece? Well, yeah, maybe that's not the challah. And since any given piece could be not challah, and mutar ba'achila, they're not all mutar ba'achila, but any one piece is certainly mutar ba'achila. Therefore, you can bake every piece. And then once you're done, Rabbi Eliezer happens to hold that if you put fully baked breads, even if they're from completely batches of dough, and you, after they come out of the oven, you put them into the same basket, that it's mitzarif them. That combines them for the purposes of calculating the shiur of 5/4 of a kav that is chayiv and challah. And so Rabbi Eliezer has a very simple solution. He says, don't call it challah. And then you can bake it all. After it comes out of the oven, put it into a basket and separate out 1/24 to give to the Kohen. Actually, you're not going to give it to the Kohen. You're going to put it aside and burn it after Yom Tov. And all good. That is the approach of Rabbi Eliezer. Our second opinion is Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra does not like Rabbi Eliezer's approach, and the reason he doesn't like Rabbi Eliezer's approach is that he feels that even without Kriyas Shem, it's true, you haven't yet declared one of the pieces to be challah, but it is absolutely true that one of the pieces will be challah. And so even without Kriyas Shem, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, one of these matzos that you're baking is definitely going to be asur ba'achila. And since one of these matzos is definitely going to be asur ba'achila, you can't bake it. So if we were to take your approach, Rabbi Eliezer, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, we wouldn't be able to bake any of it. Because any given piece that I put into the oven, I'm going to say, well, maybe this is challah and it's asur ba'achila, and therefore I can't bake it. So instead, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra suggests something else. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Omer Tatil Betzonin. Should put it into cold water. Because cold water slows down the chimutz process. And so that's the best we can do. We can put it into cold water. Cold water will slow down the fermentation process and hopefully we'll make it until after Yom Tov without getting chametz, right? Without being fermented. And then we'll burn it before it becomes chametz. Hopefully that'll work. Rabbi Eliezer is, of course, unwilling to take this risk because he says, yeah, it'll slow it down, but you still may end up having chametz on Yom Tov, which we don't want. And therefore, I prefer, says Rabbi Eliezer, to take my approach. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Hell, wait a minute, guys. Lo ze hu chametz shemuz harim alav b'bal yirbal yimatze. This is not chametz that is aser b'shem b'al yirbal yimatze. We know we're not allowed to have chametz in our possession, right? That's the iser. We cannot have chametz in our possession. We have to get rid of it. But the Torah says, v'lo yira'eh lecha chametz. You may not have chametz." It must not, but we know that you're not chayev for having someone else's chametz in your possession. You're only chayev for having your own chametz in your possession. Says Rabbi Yehoshua, by the time it becomes chametz, it has already been separated off as chala. Chala doesn't belong to you. Chala belongs to the kohanim. And therefore, there is no iser for you to have chala that becomes chametz in your possession. Ela mafrashta, Umanachta ad ha'erev. Rather, what should she do? She should separate off the challah like she usually does, put it aside, declare it to be challah, put it aside, and then go ahead and bake the matzahs that she wants. V'mechmitza echmitza. And if that piece of dough that she put aside for challah, which is tamei challah, becomes chametz, all right, so what? You're still not violating bali or bali matzah because it's not yours. And furthermore, it is not owned by any specific kohen, right? It's not like you gave it to a kohen. You just put it aside for kohenim. So it's not yours. It belongs to the kohenim as a shevet, but no individual kohen owns it. So there's nobody else who's chayev on it either. So therefore, it's fine. It becomes chametz. No big deal. And then, of course, matzianta, if you would burn it.